Take your Bibles and you can remain seated. Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. I apologize. I took my suit coat off before I started, but it's going to get hotter. For me, at least. Genesis chapter 11. We're going to read the first 9 verses together responsively. Among that's the first book of the Bible. Okay, I was just helping you help Wiley there. Genesis chapter 11. Let's read the first 9 verses responsively. Then I'll pray, and we're going to jump right into the service. The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. They said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly." They had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. They said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto the heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they led off to build the city. And let's finish on verse 9 together. Ready? "Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth." And let's pray. Lord, we need you tonight. Our world's a mess. It's a bit scary and sometimes confusing to us. May we take what you give us here in Scripture. May we apply it to today. May we look ahead at what is before us and the great job that we have before us and the great events that yet await us, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Here in Genesis 11, the world is, and don't hold me to exact dates here. It won't matter a whole lot. I'm speaking in general terms here. But here in Genesis chapter 11, you're about 400 or 500 years after the flood. There's a large time frame here. This is not immediately, though I realize that just after the flood, biblically speaking, you see it the next chronological thing. It doesn't mean it was the next thing on the calendar. There was a good period of time there, and the world had been repopulating. In 500 years, the world population was well over 1 billion people. America's only been a nation about under 250 years, and look how many people are in America. And we don't live as long as they did in Bible times, having babies as long as they had them. Best figures are there were well over 1 billion people on the face of the earth at this time. Now, it could be a little more, could be a little less. Don't quote me, and I'm not saying I'm exactly right, but there was more than just a few thousand people on the face of the world wandering around. This was a well-developed culture. The people then, as before the flood, as well as after the flood, began corrupting themselves by sin. By the way, we still are corrupt because of sin. All through the Bible, matter of fact, 6-8 months ago, maybe a year ago, I preached a sermon, talked about the gods on the other side of the flood. We are guilty of worshiping the same false gods that they did before the flood because Noah's sons and Noah's family brought them with them. The memory of those came with them. And now, the people all over the world joined themselves together, and they were all of one language. Notice verse 1, "And the whole earth was of one language and one speech." And they gathered in a place known today as Babel. They were going to build a city, and in that city they were going to build a tower that reached to the heaven to show how powerful and mighty they were as people. Anybody know what city that is today? Babylon. Or that's the biblical name. Now it's Baghdad. about 40 miles outside of Baghdad, Iraq, is where Babylon is. It is in the Baghdad area, which is where Babylon is. Babylon is the Iraqi Empire, just so you know. Now, you know where I'm headed here. Hang on. Man was so impressed with his own ability that he thought he could impress God and reach God his own way. The people joined in this city, built a great city, Babylon, and they wanted to build a tower. I want you to notice something. I love this. I preached a sermon, probably 25 years ago on this passage. I won't preach it now. Look at verse 5. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower with which the children of men builded. God actually came down and visited the city. I used to preach a sermon called, If Jesus Came to Your Town, What Would He See? But I want you to notice verse 6. And the Lord said, Behold, now watch this next statement. If you write in your Bible, circle this, underline, do something. The people is one. Wow. You hear an alarming cry all over our country and all over the world. Let's unify. Let's all be the same. Let's draw together and all. It's not right for somebody that owns a company to have more money than the guy that sweeps the floor. It's not right that this person makes more money than that person. Let's take from this person and give to the people that do not have. Let's all be the same. FDR was the one that said in 1929, 1930, that if people are not equal financially, then we don't have true unification in our country. We have no true equality unless we're financially equal. I didn't say that, FDR did. That's where welfare came from.
Yes, sir.
That's where the New Deal, I call it the Raw Deal, came from.
Yes, sir.
That's where the oppression of the United States government kicked in full force. We began taking, by the way, if you made more than $100,000 a year in the 1930s, 1940s, the government took 90%. If you made $1 million, you made $100,000 and $900,000 went back to the government. I'm not just quoting something I've heard. Go back and look through history. The tax rate on people that made good money was 90%. Right now it's about 50%, 55%. And the president wants to up it more, and so does Congress. They don't pay their own taxes, but they want everybody else to. We won't go there right now.
Yes.
Now, in other words, God saw that the people unified. There's a difference between unity and unification. Unity means everybody comes together for a common cause. Unification means everybody is the same. I'm not for unification. I'm for unity. I don't believe that I have to make the same amount of money as you make, or you make the same amount of money as I make. I don't believe your house ought to be the same as my house. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
That's unification. That's communism. That's some people telling you what you are allowed to have and are not allowed to have, because it's not fair if somebody else has something you don't have.
Preach.
Now, God came down, looked at the city, looked at the tower. God saw that man was corrupting himself and becoming worse and worse by being totally unified. Look at verse 6 again. The Lord said, Behold, the people is one. They have all one language, and this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Can I tell you something? Our world is much the same situation we were back in Genesis chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
We are pulling together, unifying, unification, and we want everybody to be the same, and there is no filth, vileness, perversion, sin. There's no wrong that is restrained from man. Can I tell you something? we need another Tower of Babel situation in our world today. God is about to come down and give us another Babel situation. There's a new museum that opened up in Kentucky, near Louisville, I believe, is where it's at. It's a life-size, somebody spent $100 million, and they reconstructed Noah's Ark out of wood. It just opened, I think, in the last week, week and a half. I thought it was funny. They're letting people in for the first 40 days and 40 nights for free. I thought that was humorous. I thought it was great. A man spent $100 million. They were able to get a tax grant for about $18 million of it, but they put $100 million in it, has all the cages in there. It's built to scale, everything identical, scripturally speaking. And, oh, you ought to see how upset the intelligence world is. And the media is, oh, they are of the new world creation mentality. They only believe that the earth is only about 7,000 years old. They are defying all science. No, the scientists are defying science. Yes. We believe God, not man. They don't even believe in evolution. Can you believe that? Now, and they're mocking God. They're mocking the Bible over this. And it makes me angry. One of these days I'm going to go out there and see that thing because I think it'd be pretty neat to look at.
Yes, sir.
Just so I can... I'm not for people standing on the bridge raising a sign saying, honk if you love Jesus. I'll honk it because I love Jesus. I'd rather be out soul winning, but I'll still honk to prove that I love Jesus. Amen? Now, God saw that the people were one and nothing would be restrained from their sinful, perverted minds. God knew that he needed to separate them. And I want you to notice something. I said this to Brother Stoltz. I couldn't wait. I want you to notice how God separated people. God separated by language, not by race. God did not separate people by race. He separated by language. Did you know a soul has no color?
Right. Amen.
Souls aren't white. They're not black. They're not red. They're not yellow. They're not green. They're not purple. People's soul have no color.
Amen.
Thank God I'm colorblind. Because I couldn't tell the difference. Amen. Now, wait a minute. Can I tell you something? God didn't separate based on race. He separated based on language. We humans separate people based on race. God separated on language. Everybody doing okay? Okay, I'm about to come unscrewed. Our world today is running as quickly as it can back to Genesis chapter 11 as it can. Let's unify, let's unify, let's unify, let's all be one, let's all be the same. You have people all over America and all over the world. Let's unify. Let's unify. You got Hillary. We don't need division. We need unification. We need unity. Well, if we have to look like her, I say don't. If we got to look like Nancy Pelosi, oh God, let's commit suicide. And I really am not condoning that. I'm just saying something. We don't need that kind of mess. But yet we have politicians all over. Oh, it's not fair for people that live in the big city and these people that live in poor government neighborhoods. Can I tell you something? 70 years of taking care of the poor, the Democrats have done a pretty lousy job.
Very lousy.
They have only continued to make poverty worse, not better. How about we try something else? How about let's try God's way?
Amen.
Okay, now... let's unify. So we have NATO. We have the European Union. We have the United Nations. We have the World Trade Organization. We have the Asian Alliance. We have every other world institution of globalization, of trying to pull everybody together under one umbrella. Everybody doing all right? The American government has been programming us with welfare, unfair tax laws, civil rights for everyone that aren't civil, and religious tolerance for everybody but Christians.
Preach on.
Do you know what civil rights means? It's not based on color. When our Constitution says that it's justice for all, that means everybody, no matter who it is, is supposed to have the same rights to the legal system as everybody else. It's not based on color. And don't get mad at me. I'm okay here. Did you know if you're black, you didn't always you can't prove that you were a slave? I am so sick of people going back in history 150, 200 years just because of the color of their skin, they think they were slaves. I hate to tell you something, that's not true.
No.
And it wasn't the white people that enslaved. We rescued a lot of them from slavery. It's the Muslims that sold the black people and the black people of North Africa that sold them to the Muslims to get them out of there so the Muslim people could take over North Africa. If you look at the topography of Africa, the northern third of Africa is all Muslims. They sold or destroyed all the black people to get them out of there so they could take over North Africa. Go back and do your history. The middle part of Africa is black, and the southern half is predominantly white and black. Can I tell you something? Just because I'm white doesn't mean I was a slave owner. You know, I've never owned anybody. Everybody doing okay? That's not civil rights, just so you know. Civil rights means everybody has the same rights to the law, no matter what their color, no matter what their language, etc., etc. I'm not against the Spanish folks, but I'm just as against illegal immigration, no matter whether they speak Spanish, English, French, Portuguese, or Zimbabweese or whatever. Can I tell you something? We have laws in America that need to be followed.
Yes.
Period, end of discussion. Now, hang on. It's going to get tougher. America is so messed up by the LGBTQ community that we're scared to death to even know what bathroom to go into. Hate to tell you something, but when you were hatched, God told you what you was.
Yep. Amen.
You know, I had no trouble as a 5-year-old boy knowing which bathroom to go into.
Right.
I wasn't confused about what I was. People are programmed to be confused.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Guarantee it.
Right.
By the way, we're going to change the law about bathrooms over 0.03% of American population. 0.03% are LGBTQ in America today. You don't make laws based on that, just so you know.
No.
And by the way, the president's law for our public schools is not just that they can use what bathroom they want, but you're going to have boys and girls showering together in locker rooms, and you can do nothing about it. And your Supreme Court in the last month came out and said, when your child walks through the doors of a school, you just gave up your parental rights.
Wow.
You have no right to say what takes place in those schools. That's what your Supreme Court has ruled, just so you know. Well, it's going to be a cold day where the booger man lives, and they're going to be selling popsicles there before the government tells me that.
Yes, amen. Yes, sir.
Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
We're killing babies and selling their body parts and think that's okay.
Cannibalism.
And by the way, we're using tax dollars, your money and my money, to do that.
Yep. It's wrong.
But yet, It's immoral and it's wrong to open one of these in a public school. America is really confused.
Yes.
Mothers of children caught doing drugs, robbing stores and etc. in these big protests are going on TV saying, I can't believe that I have to fear for my son's life. Just because he robbed a store doesn't mean police officer needs shooting. Now, folks, I need to tell you something. If I stole something from the store and the police didn't catch me, my dad would have taken me there.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Say, how do you know? Believe me, I took something once. He took me back to the store owner. Said, you want to press charges on him? Pooh. It was like 5-cent piece of candy. Guy said, no. Just, yeah. I think him and my dad were in cahoots with one another. I ended up having to pay it, but wow. I never took another thing in my life. Wasn't mine. Say why? Because my dad, I'm 49 years old, he'd still call the cops on me. Can I tell you something? Guns deter crime.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Big time.
If enough good people had the guns, the bad people are going to quit shooting at you.
That's right.
I saw on the news the other day, some guy pulled a shotgun on a store owner. He grabbed a hold of the barrel of that thing and pulled it away from the guy. Now, I'm not saying he was real smart, but I was, come on, dude, get it. The other guy ran away that was robbing him. Yeah. I thought, you go. I'm tired of this. Let's run and hide because somebody's got a gun. Folks, the government's teaching you to get massacred by terrorists.
Yep.
Stand up and fight for your rights. My truck broke down last year. It broke down. My battery was dying or something, and I thought, whew. I was headed to the old building, and I thought, Dad's house is closer than mine. I might be able to make it. I got just around the corner, and it died, and I coasted around the corner, and I was about two houses from his house. It's 5:45 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. I thought, I'll just borrow Dad's truck. God, punch number, garage goes up, thinking Dad's going to meet me. He didn't meet me. Dad sleeps with a pistol right next to the bed.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been afraid to walk into your own parents' house?
Should be.
I get into the laundry room, and all I hear is, I thought, okay, I'll just, Dad, nothing. Dad, nothing. I thought, well, I know where the key is. I go out, I walked across, went to where the key was. I pulled out a 3x5 card. I wrote a note, Dad, my truck broke down. It's just at the end of the street. I borrowed your truck. When you wake up, call me. Put it down, grabbed his truck keys, started to walk back towards the back door, and I heard him say, who's that? I thought, oh, no. I am about to get shot. Dad, it's me. He thought it was my mom. You okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Dad, it's me. I come around the corner. I said, Dad, it's me. It's Craig. What are you doing here? I'm thinking. And I see him reaching for something. I said, don't shoot. It's me. He said, it's the remote control. I said, all right. Say, would he have shot you? Yeah. I wasn't supposed to be there at that time. Wait a minute. And I didn't have one to shoot back with. Not that I would have. Now, wait a minute. Can I tell you something? What right does a mom have to get on national television and say, I fear for my son's life because he's robbing a store and he shouldn't be shot, running from the police? My dad would have got on TV and said, what's wrong with you police officers? Not shooting him.
That's right.
The mother of the man who shot 11 police officers last week, after the funeral this week, came on and said, my son was a good man. He really thought he did what was right. Something screwed up here, folk. The Attorney General and the NAACP are upset that the police department wants to file it as a hate crime. They said, you can't do that. They were white. The Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, and the NAACP leaders are upset and will not allow them to file it as a hate crime. That's wrong. I don't care what color they are. God separated by language, not by race. Now, if God came down and looked at our world today, I think we'd have another Babel experience for us Christians. Christian, don't despair. The rapture is soon to come. Amen. We're about to have another Babel experience. Can I tell you something? When the Lord comes back, this world's going to be really confused. When millions of people leave in a rapture that quick, it's going to happen. It's going to get confused real fast.
Yes.
It's going to be very similar to the days of Babel. And God is going to separate his people from the world and punish the world. They'll be calm for 3.5 years to make up for those millions that have gone and gather everybody together. And then all of hell will cut loose on earth, just so you know.
Yes, sir.
Man has once again fallen to the idea that he is his own God. Man is so full of himself. Can I tell you something? Look up. Relief's on the way.
Yes.
Look up. Relief is on the way. And may I say this, don't despair with the direction the world's going. I think it's our responsibility to win every person we can to Christ because he's coming back.
Amen.
Yes.
It's not going to be long. But I wouldn't get all upset if Hillary wins the election. I hope to God she doesn't. I'd vote for Charlie Brown over either one of them.
Yes.
but I'm definitely not going to vote for her, just so you know. And I'll be honest with you, we're in trouble if we vote for somebody other than Trump, because she's going to win.
That's right.
I'm not a real big Trump fan, but I will tell you this. I'm more a Trump fan than I am a Hillary fan.
Amen.
I mean, it's hold your nose and pull the trigger, or pull the lever, you know? Now, I got to give you three things in a hurry. Number one, God had to separate society because they wanted to all be the same. Man, left to his own ways, wants everybody to be equal as far as having the same things. Equal doesn't mean everybody has the same things. Equal means we have all the same rights. Did you know that Miss Kim has to follow the same rules I have to follow? And did you know she has the same rights to attorneys as I have if I get arrested or she gets arrested? That's equality. Equality doesn't mean everybody is the same. It means everybody has the same rights. Okay, everybody doing all right? By the way, nobody has given you the right in moral law or in legal law to go out and shoot an officer just because of what color skin they have.
That's right.
Everybody doing all right? You don't have the right to shoot a police officer no matter what. That's what the judge is for, and that's what courts are for.
Yes, sir.
They're the enforcer of the law. Boy, that's a good statement. Unity is not the same as unification. Our governments and globalizational governments want everybody around the world to be the same. I'm for helping poor people around the world, but may I say something? We have more people sponsored by, depending on the government to feed them every day, and we have more people unemployed in America today, percentage-wise, than we did in 1932 at the depth of the Depression. Unemployment, real unemployment in America is over 50%. Well, I just read this week it's, you know, 6.1%. No, that number goes up and down based on the people that are actually looking for work. Total unemployed people in America today are over 50%. At the worst part of the Depression, unemployment was 26%. Your president in 7 years has debt spended more than all of the other presidents combined.
Yes.
And he's done it in 7 years. He has spent over $10 trillion in debt in 7 years. And it took 43 other presidents over 230 years to spend that much in debt spending and many world wars. Churches and Christians get in trouble by going man's way. We try to look like the world to have church. This church isn't going to look like the world. We're not going to sound like the world. We're not going to act like the world. We're not going to be like the world. We're supposed to come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Churches aren't supposed to look like the world to go reach the world.
That's right.
The LGBTQ and the equal rights people are man's ways. Folks, I hate to tell you, I never thought in my lifetime I'd ever have to wonder that I'd have to stand guard outside a bathroom for my wife or my daughter. The day's coming where if you take a trip, you're going to have to take a porta potty with you. It's scary.
Yes.
It's scary. Can I tell you something? Just keep looking up.
Amen.
Just keep looking up. Jesus is coming. Number two. Sin and Satan has blinded the minds of our world today. Take your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want you to see something. I could read it, I could quote it, but I want you to see it and mark it in your own Bible. This is a verse that we need to understand for our world today. 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 4. In whom the God of this world, notice that's a small g, that's the devil. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. The Bible says that the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. That's how the Sodomites can prosper. Did you know no hairy-legged men ought to look after another hairy-legged man like it's a woman?
That's
If you do, when I was a kid, we'd take you out back and beat the snot out of you.
Yes, sir.
We had a game we called Smear the Q.
Amen.
Did I say that politically correct enough?
Now,
you say why? Because I didn't want some boy looking at me that way. I you don't go to the farm and see two bulls being romantic with one another.
That's right.
Say, that's silly. Okay, an animal has more sense than man, and man's supposed to be smarter than an animal?
Amen. Come on now.
You see, don't despair. God told us that the world was going to get this way. God said that that the God of this world was going to blind the minds of the lost. Who in their right mind thinks it's okay for boys and girls, men and women, to share the same public washrooms or shower rooms? That's not legitimate. That's not logical. But that is satanic thinking.
Yes, sir.
That is the whole premise of communism and socialism. There are no absolutes. There's no absolute right. There's no absolute wrong. You do that what you think, and you do what the government tells you to do. That is the God of this world. This is how this is how we could have the president we have in office today, or the one that's running called Hillary. I hate to tell you something, folks. She should be under the jail.
Yes,
amen.
She's already admitted to enough wrong, and the FBI has already showed us the wrong she's done, that if she was a normal person, and I'm not talking about normal as far as mentality, but if she didn't have the power she has right now, she would be in jail.
Yes, sir.
With a life sentence.
Yes, sir.
There are people who would lose all of their security clearances, and she would not have a security clearance to become president of the United States.
That's right.
She's already given enough away of her own credentials that she should not have the credentials to meet for president of the United States of America,
right,
security-wise.
Right.
Everybody doing all right? That's not including what she did with her husband with Whitewater and the people they've had killed. And the people killed in Benghazi under her leadership that she's responsible for. I could go on and on and on and on. Now, the only hope we have for this world is truth and the gospel.
Yes.
See, the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that are lost, that the glorious light of the gospel be hid. Can I tell you something? Go out and knock on doors, tell people about Jesus. The only hope we have as Christians is to get enough people saved, teach them the truth so that they'll vote right and vote these idiots out. We need to win souls. We need to stay with the Bible. Satan has blinded the mind of people to believe that good is evil and evil is good.
Right.
I hate to disappoint the world. Islam is not a peaceful religion.
That's right.
The sodomy is not good.
That's right.
It's not normal and it's not good.
Amen.
How can abortion, killing babies, and selling their body parts be right?
It's not.
Being taught on public universities right now in America, you're going to see this and you're going to hear about this in days to come. And it's part of the Obama health care plan. They're calling it infanticide, that you can murder a child up to the age of 5 years old because they don't know right for wrong. And if you raise that child up to the age of five and you don't think it's going to be productive for society, you can have it killed, just like abortion. Folks, that's wicked as hell. And I don't mean that in a cursing way. That's satanic.
Yes, sir. It is.
Yes, sir.
Global warming is not true science.
No, sir, not at all.
How can we think talking about God, talking about the Bible or prayer, and taking it out of our schools is a good thing? They have birthing centers and they have nurseries in the average high school in America, public high school in America today. But you walk in with that and they tell you you're breaking the law. Hello, something's wrong with this picture.
That's right.
Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
How can sex education all the way down to age 5 in our public school system be right?
It's not.
At the age of 5, I still knew that girls had cooties.
That's right.
And they chased me around so that I didn't get their cooties. And I ran from them. That's the way it's supposed to be, just so you know. Boy, that's good stuff.
Yes, sir.
How can attacking and shooting police officers be right? How can soul winning become an offensive crime in America today? I've had the police called on me. You name it. I've had nasty letters sent to our church. I've been threatened with trespass warrants. I've been threatened with our church with trespass warrants. I went down to the city police because some lady was pretty peeved that a couple of our ladies knocked on their door, like my secretary. And she's so mad that she's threatened everything. So I went to the police and said, "What should I do?" He said, "Man, is this person a Satan worshiper?" That was his first words. I said, "I don't know. I haven't met her yet." I said, "I've been afraid to call her until I talk to you all." He said, "I think I'd go in person." I said, "I'm not going to leave a track on the door, that's for sure." He said, "I wouldn't advise that." Wait a minute. Get ready. The rapture's on its way. So, number one, God had to separate society because they all wanted to be the same. Number two, sin and Satan has blinded the mind of the lost. Number three, and I'll hurry, it's time for us to dig in and stand firm and not change with the world.
Amen.
We should not change with the world. We shouldn't dress like the world. We should dress like God wants us to dress. We shouldn't talk like the world. We should talk the way God wants us to talk. We shouldn't read man's revisions of the Bible. We ought to read the one that God wrote.
Amen.
We shouldn't go the way of the world's music. We should do it the old time music.
Yes, sir.
I hate to tell you, if you're looking for the contemporary garbage, you're not going to find it here.
Amen.
I'm not going that direction. I'm not going the way of the modern beat in contemporary music. They're changing, they're keeping the old time hymns and they're rewriting the key signatures so everything is syncopated and it's wrong.
That's right.
What you don't understand is it's a rock beat to Christian words, but it's got your old-time hymns, and you think it sounds great. No, it doesn't.
Amen.
I hate to tell you something. We're going to keep the old-fashioned Sunday school around here.
Good.
Do you know you never get too old for Sunday school?
I know.
We're not going to have adult Bible fellowships. We're going to have Sunday school for adult
Amen.
Classes.
Yes, sir.
Well, it just sounds so old-fashioned. Thank you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
My wife and I, a couple years ago, some family visited our church. They were pretty wealthy. I walked in, and they had formal living rooms and formal dining rooms at the front of the house, and then it went to their formal kitchen, and then they had the back half of the mansion and everything. I mean, it was huge. And she began to... both of them were there, but the wife took control. I thought, this is not going to be fun. My wife looked at me and went, uh-oh. She was talking about the cathedrals in Europe that they had traveled to and seen all the beautiful stained glass, and they knew someday we were going to build and wanted to know what type of stained glass we were going to have. I said, none. They said, well, it just gives such a wonderful presence of God. I said, no, the Holy Spirit does that, not windows.
Amen.
And she said something else. I said, not going to happen. She said, I perceive that you're old-fashioned. I said, thank you. She said, I didn't mean it as a compliment. I said, too late. I already took it that way. I said, ma'am, you're looking at old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, King James only Baptist.
Amen.
I said, I don't need spooky windows to make me invoke the feeling of God. I said, I got the Holy Spirit of God in me. And I said, the problem is people don't know who God is. They just want something to remind them of it. They don't want him inside them.
Ooh.
Needless to say, we didn't stay very long and they didn't come back. I wasn't being rude. They were wanting to push their way. They wanted position. And it wasn't going to happen. Say why? Because I'm not going the world's way.
Amen.
Now, we're going to keep old-fashioned preaching.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to have expository teaching. Expository reminds me of another word that ends in pository. You can put the first letters that you want. And they're both about as equal, backed up. Good night. You won't find one expository sermon in that book preached by anybody in the Bible. Not one.
Sorry.
Now, I'm for good Bible teaching, but it ought to be topical, not expository. And we're going to keep the old-time Bible standards. Men ought to be men. Ladies ought to be ladies. We ought to be able to look at us and tell us apart. We ought not wonder if it's a shim. We ought not wonder, okay, what is that? It's dressed like a woman, talks like a man. We ought not wonder, you know, okay, what is that? Okay, we had a word for it, but I won't use it in the pulpit. I'll use the word sodomite. By the way, I'll use that word. Say why? Because it's a biblical word and it offends them more than anything. Amen. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Listen to me very carefully. I'm not running around fellowshipping with all the churches in town. Can I tell you why? We all want to get together and let's just all get together and fellowship. Let's all get together and fellowship. Why don't we get together as our own church, encourage one another, and go out and go soul winning and build the church rather than try to build fellowships?
That's good.
God didn't say get all the churches together. That's what they did in Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 3, Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 5, Acts chapter 6, and Acts chapter 7. They stayed in Jerusalem and unified all the churches in Jerusalem, but they disobeyed Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 8, verse number 1, God brought persecution to the church, scattered them all over the world and said, now take it to where I told you to go. You've been comfortable where you're at. Why don't you just take it everywhere you're supposed to go? I'm not against all these churches, but I'm not yoking up and going to lunch every day with somebody from another church. I don't even talk to their church members. I don't talk to their pastors a whole lot. Most of them don't want to be associated with me anyway, so it's all right. But I'm not real big into, our young people have to have other churches. Why? They don't live in other towns.
That's right.
Well, they might think they're the only Christians. Guess what? They're not. If you're so worried about it, take them out soul winning, have them win somebody to Christ, bring them to church and help them grow in the Lord so they have a good godly Christian friend.
Amen.
Ouch. We'll take our kids to a youth conference next year. Great, no problem. But may I say this, that's not going to make them more spiritual necessarily. If they're disobeying you now, what makes you think going to some conference is magically going to change them? Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun right now. We don't need to fellowship with people that are similar to us. We need to go out and reach people, bring them into the church, and build the church God gave us.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm not telling you if somebody is near here that I believe we should go hear preach, that I won't say let's go hear them preach. But just so you know, it's probably not going to happen very much. If I want you to hear somebody preaching, I'm going to bring them here and have you hear them preached. Say why? Because that's the way it's supposed to be. A local independent church. We're getting too Catholic in fundamentalism, wanting everybody to get together all the time.
Right.
And we wonder why we're running back to the Southern Baptist Convention mentality and all the other mentality. Can I tell you something? Why don't we just start building the church God gave us to build? Well, my kids don't have enough friends here. Well, then go out and go soul winning and bring them a whole bunch of friends in here to get saved and get them right with God.
Yes, that's good.
Quit complaining. Go start doing some work. Sorry. I met with that wealthy businessman this week that's looking at giving us some money. He said, I perceive in a couple of years you're going to have a Christian school, aren't you? I said, you going to come run it? I said, I got to work on church building before I think about a school. He said, oh no, man like you, you're running too fast to slow down now. I said, we may. I said, but I'm not opening it to the whole community. It's just going to be for my church. He said, you'll have a whole lot less problems. I said, oh, trust me, I know. I've been involved in Christian education a long time. Just so you know, if you want your kids to be around a lot of people, go out and win a lot of people and bring them in. Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun. We spend so much time running around to find people like us that people are dying and going to hell that we're running right past to go find somebody that's like us. How many millions of people have you passed to go to a conference to find somebody like you instead of winning those people to the Lord along the way and bring them to church? They got together and tried to unify. The more you're in a mentality of unification, the more chance there is for corruption. Churches that are looking more and more like the world are doing less and less for God. I don't care how big the crowd is. There's a lot of people at Nat Stadium this morning. Does that mean it was a successful church? Well, they met on Sunday. Big crowd doesn't mean it's successful. Doing what God said means it's successful.
Yes.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done. Don't despair. The Lord's coming back. There's going to be another Babel type experience. Oh, by the way, it will be rebuilt in the book of Revelation. It's called the Empire of Babylon. And Babylon will be thrown down by God himself. The Antichrist will rule from Babylon. He will build the Babylonian Empire again. And God is going to throw them down.